Time is 8:14 on this Thursday, August 23rd, 2012. Let's send it back to the Poderosa Steakhouse in Portland with a man that never pushes a dish away from his mouth. Here's John Boggs.
Morning, Jeffrey O. How are you this morning?
I had to come up with something fast.
I know, and you know, just as you were saying that, I realized I don't have anything to come back with.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to have to say nice things about you all day.
Oh, good.
So I won't. I probably won't talk about you all that much.
You know, the one thing I talk about is I see food and I eat it. So I'm a seafood person.
You got a seafood diet,
yes,
right?
I do.
You do. Well, speaking of food, what a segue here.
Perfect. Yes.
Perfect. Speaking of food, let's talk about my farms. I've got Chris Finney here, along with Philip Reese and Jesse Finney. Chris is the president, CEO of...
Managing director is the official title.
Okay, of My Farms. Chris, before we get into My Farms, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family here.
Sure. I was born and raised on a fourth-generation corn and soybean farm in Jay County, just north of, just south of Bryant, a mile or two. And Steve Fennig is my father. He's been farming there all his career, along with his brother Barry Fennig. And so I raised up, grew up driving tractors and started when I was 10 years old working on the farm, and went to school at Taylor University to study physics. Actually, my father told us that the future of the family farm wasn't real clear, actually, back in the late 90s when corn was $2.50 and beans were $6.50. And so I went off to study science and technology and entrepreneurship because I had entrepreneurship in my blood. I think the farming experience definitely planted some seeds in my heart and mind, and so I decided to go pursue those. And went off to grad school in Cleveland, studied physics entrepreneurship there. Uh-huh. And then I got connected with a new technology, radio frequency identification technology, and moved out east to D.C., where I worked in supply chains. And started talking to my father back in 2009 about some of the gaps I saw between how major companies were interacting with their suppliers and how farmers work with our suppliers. And and we realized there was a big gap and a need for farmers and their suppliers to share data in ways that that help one another, that convert these relationships into teams and help us grow more food. So it was a perfect segue into My Farms.
Okay. Well, now, talking about My Farms, let's explain to our listeners exactly what My Farms does.
Sure. So My Farms is a web-based application, just like Facebook or Google Maps or you know, your email account. You can log into our system from anywhere in the world, and you can upload information about your fields. Basically, everything a farmer knows about his fields can be uploaded to My Farms and then shared with a seed company. And seed companies, several now, have joined our community, and they've uploaded all of their data, everything they know about their genetics and trait technologies, so that by bringing all of that data together, the farmer and the seedsman can find the best seed for every field. And there's huge, huge potential being left on the table for producing producing corn and soybeans, because we're not able to find the best trait, the best genetic for each field. And now a lot of farmers are finding that very helpful.
So basically you're gathering data that the seed companies then turn around and feed back to the farmers, the best product for them to utilize.
Right. We view My Farms as not our recommendation, but the seed company's recommendation.
Sure.
So we actually build custom software that's specifically built to their specification. So a seed company will tell us, these are the questions, these are the answers that we want you to pose or that we want to pose to a farmer. And then the farmer and the seedsman will go through the process and to find the best best seed for each field.
Okay. How many years have you been working on My Farms, and what is the status of the company? Where are you? I know you were a startup. I know you're doing some business now, but at what point are you?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, back in 2009, my father and I had the idea for My Farms in October, and then in 2010, I left my my day job out in D.C. and made the move back to Jay County, and and then, so that was in August, actually. Philip started writing the code. Philip is here to my left in June of 2010. through the Center for Research and Innovation at Taylor, where we're both alums. So the CRNI helped us connect, and Philip started writing the platform. And I left my day job 3 months later. And, of course, we're very grateful to Jay County and the City of Portland for some early funding, some economic development help. Really, my farms wouldn't be what it is today without that assistance. So we're deeply grateful for that. And I think that came in November, and then we closed our first major development deal with Weber Popcorn in March of 2011. And so that's when we went into production. We actually had a system working and running and available to their farmers. And then we've started closing a number of arrangements with other companies now. So we have a growing list of folks that we work for.
Now, I assume that you encourage the farmers to sign up across the nation and share their information. Do you focus in a geographic area right now, or are you nationwide?
We're really focused on the Corn Belt.
Okay.
Yeah, so everywhere that corn is grown in particular, that's where we are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Philip, tell us a little bit about your experience with My Farms. Let's hear from someone who's not the top guy, but one of the first ones to be with the company.
Sure. It was certainly an adventure. For one thing, we didn't know anything about farming. I knew nothing. He was the farm guy. I knew technology. So when deciding to jump on board, I really had to say, I'm going to jump on this and hope it goes somewhere. I could see his vision. Chris really shared where the industry was. He knew the industry. He knew where the advantage was. He knew what was missing and what we could fill. And I bought in. I believed in that. It turns out he was right. Thankfully, I still have a job. But it turned out to be a great opportunity for me. We did a lot of remote work in the early days. We'd just work from one location or work from home, and then we, had another branch. And eventually, we decided we wanted to centralize the whole operation here in Portland. And that's when my wife and I decided we're going to move here, and we moved to Portland this spring and bought a house and, settled down into the area. And it's been great. And My Farms has been great to us, and Portland's been great to us.
Well, that's another point I want to make, Chris. We've talked a little bit about Portland being a great opportunity for My Farms, but it's a good location not only for an ag-based business, but for any business. And
it really is. I mean, especially technology companies, because especially if you have a new idea that relates to software, that involves software, the biggest thing you have to, the hurdle you have to get over is how are you going to fund the startup period? And when I say fund, I mean even if you're a developer and you need to feed yourself, it's hard to do that if you're in D.C. or New York City or Silicon Valley. Whereas if you can come to Portland, where you've got a high-speed internet connection through the fiber optic network here, you've got a cost-effective, level of living and standard of living, and then you've got time. Because if you can reduce your burn rate or the amount of cash that it takes to keep everything together, then you can extend the period you have to build your software, your tool. And so I would also just briefly like to mention that if anybody in the audience that's listening this morning has an idea for software, we are here to help. We would be delighted to meet over lunch, discuss the idea, and help you figure out what are the steps that you should take to convert that dream into reality. And that might be a great segue into Dreamhaven as well.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll talk to Jesse a little bit and find out how the family's working in the business. But we'll also find out about your open house this evening. But right now, let's go back to Jeffrey O and pay a couple bills.